Welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim. This time, joined by BT from Shooting the Shiznit podcast, the network of shows. You've got a million shows over there.
Oh, man. I get one and I start, you know, getting people to be on it, and then all of a sudden I run out of guests. So, yeah, we're going to change. I'll probably have 100 shows before I retire. So
I think the same as me, just like, you know, it would be a really good show idea.
Right. One of my favorite things you said on one of the early Suplex City Limits is that one day you were sitting in a car taking Miss Vicious to her workplace, and you said, man, I should do a podcast of me taking her to work every day.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a podcast probably about that on the fucking – I mean, there's so many podcasts.
I listened to a podcast where this dude records a podcast while out on pizza deliveries.
Oh, yeah. I've listened to that one, yeah. And I used to do that, so it makes some sense to listen to him do
fucking it. Madness. Anyway, we're here to watch wrestling today. We're here to watch a match of your choosing. We've got the Thrill Seekers taking on... What do we got here? Taking on the Heavenly Bodies. All right.
That's right, for Smoky Mountain. You know, since I'm the southern guy of the bunch here, I had to actually pick I didn't want to pick a Tommy Rich or anything like that. This is a really fun match, and you'll see. I'll explain why I picked this match here just in a minute.
Cool. Well, let's get into it. As always, with this show, we suggest you watch along with us. Link's in the description. Go ahead and get it to 0 seconds. We'll do a little countdown. We'll all watch together. It'll be fucking joyous. So, 3, 2, 1, play. All right, so we're in Louisville here.
This place is fucking packed too, as you can see. Crowd is crazy. You know, we're not listening to the actual commentary here, and we always kid about, you know, Jim Ross's lost a step or two. In the commentary on this match, yeah, on the commentary on this match, he actually says the same joke like 2 or 3 times. So, you know, this was a long time ago. Maybe he was losing step there too. What was it? 94. So,
yeah.
Cornette, this was the run when they had a run in the WWE. They actually lost a Loser Leave Town. And, you know, the Smoky Mountain management said that they could come back for one night only and wrestle the Thrill Seekers.
They did nothing. I mean, they really did nothing in WWE.
No. These two guys here are what they always called good hands, you know, but just excellent workers. Both of them are. Tom Pritchard really good on the microphone, but those guys were just a hell of a team. But, you know, didn't do anything in WWE.
Pritchard did more as, what, Zip? Or what was the other buddy done?
Oh, fuck, I can't remember. Yeah, that was so stupid.
Oh, man. So, yeah, this gimmick always to me was more like 1985, yes. 1995, what year is this, 94?
94. I love this, and the reason why is that, you know, Jim Cornette's always been stuck in Memphis, Tennessee, and that's where he started, and that's, I mean, his Thrill Seekers were his fabulous ones, you know. He wanted a tag team, and he loves, this is the Midnight Express, by the way. I mean, that's why he tried to, you know, always have a Midnight Express Rock and Roll feud. The guy that's the referee, his name is Mark Curtis. I don't know if you know him.
Oh, yeah. I noticed him. Well, I remember it was Pee-wee, right? Is that what they called him?
No. It's a total different guy.
No, that's another guy. This is the guy who died of cancer, right?
Right. He was a friend of mine, and I got a really fun... Yeah, I got a funny story. I was in Philadelphia. I wrestled one night on a... it went dark. We got to watch this part. They're coming out to a cool in a cool car, baby.
In a Pontiac Grand Prix.
Woo!
That's literally a Pontiac Grand Prix. It does look cool though.
It does look cool. I mean, it's the thrill. Look at all these fans, man. They're all excited.
So before I do want to hear about this story, but this must have been like the show of the year, huh? They're pulling out all the stops.
It was called Night of Legends. They always did big shows. He did what he called his pay-per-views, and they would book it all toward this. But, look, they weren't in the car.
Oh, man. When I think about thrill-seeking excitement, I think about fucking Lance.
Look at the start right here. That is that is a start that I used. You know, I talked right before we got – oh, here we go. Here we go. Here comes Lance before we came on the air. But I used this as kind of like a teaching tool, this match. I had two teams. I managed one team, but I actually helped two teams, you know, teach them psychology and everything. I was like on the road with them for 5 years teaching them tag team psychology. We always did if you watched the front of that match, they did a what's called a do-si-do, and we did that shit all the time. And it's just, you know, reversing, going into the ropes and then doing a move. So,
yeah, the up and coming thrill seekers here, Jericho, uh-oh, fresh off, well, no, if this is 94, he still worked in, I think he still went back to Japan after this.
Yeah. He had actually legit broke his hand here, on a motor, in a motorcycle accident.
What a dumb, oh, that's right. What a dumb shit. Shouldn't be riding a fucking motorcycle.
And the crowd is just hot right here. They're just into the thrill seekers. And I mean, these two kids, especially Jericho, good-looking kid right here. You know, Lance Storm, he's always a goober look to me, but...
But good as fuck in the ring.
Well, he's real green here. So watch some of the stuff he does. It's kind of fun to see him this young because some of the stuff's green. But the front of this match is a lot different. They get a lot of shine the baby faces do. I mean, tons of shine.
Yeah. I mean, it has all the trappings of just classic tag team shit. You know what? I'm already seeing it. I'll have to give it to you, man. The bodies, fucking, they got that shit together here.
Oh, my God. Just a great, yeah. Both guys are just, I mean, bumping-wise are two of the best bumpers ever. I mean, they and Cornette, you know, Cornette's actually telling them what to do and everything, so... Or helping out anyway.
Yeah, even Jim Cornette's an interesting, like, even though he hates tons of stuff that I like, I still love him. I would listen to him fucking bury my mother, you know? I'll listen to him talk shit on anything. He's great.
Yeah, I've known Jimmy forever, and he's just the kind of guy that likes what he likes, and this stuff right here looks horrible, but he just don't like anything, you know, that's after, 2000, I think, so. Just basic chain-to-chain here. They're just, big thing here is just getting over that baby face at the front of the match, and that's what they do right here. Look, that's kind of greenish looking.
Yeah,
that kick's horrible. Heck yeah, well, Tom Pritchard was right there for that. If he wouldn't have been for, he actually fell, so it looked, say... Typical tag team wrestler, Jim Cornette going crazy outside the ring.
It's awesome. By this time, too, Jericho looks pretty good. By this time, he's gone to Mexico. He's gone to Japan. I mean, he was also in Germany before this. So, like, he's well-rounded by this point. I don't know where Lance was before this.
No, I'm not sure either. But, yeah, he's you could tell Jericho's a couple steps ahead of Lance at this point.
So this is 1994. Okay, now we're in 2018. And I'm crazy excited about a current Chris Jericho match coming up. How crazy is that?
I know it. It's well, it's just make you doing an angle this
almost 25 years later, dude.
Just old school, man. Just total old school.
That shit is crazy. Yeah, this is really well worked. Really well done. Gives these young guys all their spots, and it's really good. You were going to say something. You were going to tell a story about
here,
the ref here.
I will. I love this spot right here, and I don't see this. So watch.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. You just don't see that. Them clotheslines were god awful. God damn, Lance Storm. What the hell?
He does seem really green. Yeah. I bet he did see a lot of, like, the reason they got a deal. He's like, well, Jericho's great. I guess I'll tag him up with this guy, you know?
Yeah. I love that spot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here, look, the heels come out of the ring. Baby faces are still getting shine. We're like, with the entrance, we're still like 7 minutes into the match. The heels hadn't took over at all yet. So, yeah, Mark Curtis, I was wrestling one night and had a match. And then the next night, because my match that I had pretty much sucked, and my dad was sick, so I actually had to fly home a day early. But the next night, Mark said that he would dress up and do his gimmick, which was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, And I was going to get the chance to wrestle the turtle, but I missed out. So I hate it. I hate it. That would have been a hell of a story. So
everybody has, I always had like the nicest shit to say about him.
Oh, just
you know what I'm saying? Like you never heard a person say a bad word about him. Everybody loved him.
And a lot of the stuff that Mark did, here we go. We get, you see that? That was kind of a heel move, but it was, that's where the heat starts. So it's, good stuff. I mean, just totally good stuff. Yeah, I almost wrestled Barney one time, too. So I almost wrestled Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle plus Barney. The school, I was going to wrestle Barney in the first match. And Barney was going over, you know, a big leg drop. It was going to be quick and easy. But the
Barney
school
goes over.
But the school said they didn't want Barney to be a wrestling because it would make a Barney violent to the kids. So we were doing it in a school, so I couldn't. And it was going to be like a, you know, minute match. I was going to jump him, and then he was going to do two moves on me. So,
well, I have been planning. I knew you were going to do, you know, a solid nuts and bolts match. So I have some ideas for a doubleheader today if we're going to do another episode.
All right.
And it's some zany bullshit probably to counteract this.
Well, these guys, I mean, they're just getting heat. That's all they're doing right here, just doing move after move, you know.
It's kid shit. I love Cornette's getup out there, man.
Yeah, Jim Ross said he got it at Liberace's yard sale or something. He said that joke like two or three times. So I was like, wow.
And who's on the commentary here?
It's him. It's Jim Ross and Les Thatcher.
What the hell? How do they have Jim Ross doing commentary just for the big show, I suppose?
Yeah, yeah. He brought him in to do the big show. But I mean, I love Les Thatcher, so.
Yeah, that's an interesting team. That almost had set it's a weird commercial in there, all right.
Yeah, I know. It was really strange.
Yeah, that dude, you know, too, also a great ref because he's so tiny. He makes everybody in the ring look big.
Yeah, I know it. When there was a guy that was a ref when we were when I was wrestling, he was like a huge fat guy. I was like, man, he's twice as big as most of the guys I'm managing. You gotta get this guy out the ring, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
But yeah, Mark was great. He was a really great bumper. He wanted to be a wrestler. Just, you know, and he actually could. Yeah, don't you love that?
He's like the fucking after your mom, you know, like your mom gets dad get a divorce because she's cheating on your dad. And then she shows up like in a fucking Camaro, you know, in the early 90s with that guy. And it's like, oh, yeah. He just looks like that kind of dude.
Gigolo, baby. You know that's Rex King, right? He used to wrestle as Rex King before this, so.
I'm not familiar with that one.
I have to come back on with some Pacific Northwest, some Pacific stuff with Portland and stuff.
I just know him from this team.
Totally solid. Nothing. I mean, nothing looks bad. And like I said, they're just walking this guy through. You know, let's get your ass whipped for long, you know, for the hot tag kind of thing.
Yeah, good decision too, making Jericho the hot tag.
Well, he's also only got one arm, so.
Oh well, that makes sense.
Lance bumps good. I mean, I like what they're doing here. You'd think you're fixing to see a moonsaw, but. I'm like, well, these guys were working their asses off in 94, you know, doing shit. That's like a funk elbow bump there.
What he was trying to do is an elbow?
Yep.
I wasn't sure if he fell or if he was supposed to, like, fake fall or what the deal was there.
Double down, baby. Double down. Hot tag. I love Mark. Look at his hands. What the hell are you doing, Mark? Hot tag. Now, this is hot tag. Bump, bump, bump. That's what you're supposed to do. Feed.
Yeah, but he can't use his arms.
No, I know it.
All he can do is just kick. It's his right hand, too.
Pritchard's saying, come on, man. You're supposed to have me here. So, yeah, hits him. We got the hot tag. Del Rio, come on, guys. Pay attention to what we're doing. Look at this body slam.
Fuck, man.
That looked horrible. With that one arm, but Jericho's fired up. Oh, there we go. Here's what I love about this match right here, and I know it's just me and my nerdness about wrestling. Okay, so we got the hot tag. This wasn't done a lot. They got the hot tag, and we should have went from hot tag to the finish. So they cut him off to do double heat. They cut Jericho off really quick. Yeah. And Jericho's bleeding like a stuck pig.
Okay.
And then we get double heat, you know. So now they're gonna beat the hell out of Jericho.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's what you're saying. Yeah. This isn't in the Louisville Garden, is it?
I'm not sure where this is at. Let me see real quick. I'm not sure. I was going to make note of who was all on this show, but I don't. It was at City Coliseum in Knoxville. This is from Knoxville. It was at July the 30th, 1994. It had Doug Furness was on the show, Bob Orton Jr., Dick Slater, Magolian Stomper, Ronnie Garvin. The Rock and Roll Express beat Brian Lee and Chris Candido. Dirty White Boy against Terry Gordy. A lot of people were alive back then. Bob Armstrong and Road Warrior Hawk and Tracy Smothers team.
What the fuck?
In the main event, they beat the Bruiser Bedlam, Dory Funk Jr., and Terry Funk with Jimmy Cornette.
I think I might have to watch some more off this show at some point.
But he is bleeding, man. He got it good here.
Yeah, that's not a little bit of color. That's all of the color.
Yeah, I think he either gigged himself again, or he put the blade up. I'm not sure what he did.
Oh yeah, it's like old school blood right there. Holy shit.
Yeah, this is one of those matches where.
Yes.
I mean, you even get that. You get everything in a match, and it's one of those matches where the. I'll just wait to the finish to say what one of the things that. Well, this is one of the things too that I would preach to my babyface tag team that they could do double heat, they could do get their ass beat forever, and actually help them get over. You know, it helped the team get over. People didn't. A lot of babyface tag teams, especially in southern areas, they just want to get their spots in. You know, want to do a bunch of fucking spots at the hot tag, double dive, and all kinds of horse shit. So,
double dives are horse shit.
Oh, it was, but it was then. You know, when you get a hot tag, you're supposed to go do the hot tag. I had some guy get a hot tag and spent. Like 17 minutes. It felt like 17 minutes. It's probably only about 10 minutes doing just a bunch of hot moves before they go to the finish. So. Because they got beat up. You know, people don't understand. Getting beat up is what makes you a babyface.
Dude, that is like one of the crazier Crimson Masks I've seen in a while.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, yeah. And look, it's all over the mat, too. I mean, just.
Both Jericho and Cornette are members of the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame.
Come on, you need to get Jimmy Del Rio in there, you know? Jimmy Del Rey, I mean, Del Rio. See, I got Del Rio in my mind.
A mix, like a mashup of the two. I wonder, Lance? Maybe Lance is Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame? He kind of fits our Hall of Fame. Which is like way more about work rate and shit than anything.
You know, I always liked Lance, but some of the stuff we go back to, it just looks so. I liked him in ECW a lot.
Yeah,
but like
his ECW shit is fucking proper.
And I think, you know, the stuff he did in WWE, he just went with it, you know? I mean, he just went with it and they gave him something to do. Okay, so what they did here is they stopped the match. It's bleeding too much. Oh, my God. They had to stop the match. So the heels won. Yay, heels won. That's not the finish, by the way.
I'm expecting that.
And then, so he's begging Brian. Okay. Or Mark Curtis. All right. I'm okay. Look, watch how much blood it gets on him. I mean, he gets it. They'll show his shirt here in a minute. Look.
He's just like fucking, he's almost just fucking ribbing him with that.
Yes, yes, he is, yeah.
Fuck. Get as much blood as you can on him.
They said, ring the bell. Watch. They kind of missed the finish, but they ring the bell again. Remember, they're not right there. Here we go. So, that's what I really like about this match is that the heels got so much. The heels looked so strong. They didn't lose any of their heat. And at the end, the babyfaces, who took tons of heat, came off as the winners. The fans
Jesus
are...
Christ,
I know
it.
Yeah, love it. Love it.
Well, there you go. There you have it. That was a really good match. A lot of tag team fundamental shit in that. Which, you know, Jim Cornette understands more than, you know, most anybody.
I've told this on my show before, and I asked Bobby Eaton one time. I had this real long question for Bobby. He's a real good friend of one of my other friends, and we're hanging out with him. And I said, Bobby, I said, you know, I watch all these matches that, you know, you guys have been Express against the Rock and Roll, and you have heat for, you know, you get the heat at the very start or blah, blah, blah. All the psychologists said, how do y'all decide, you know, how to do the match for that night? And he said, we just asked Cornette.
Yeah.
So Cornette was the reason why that team was so good. And what they did at the very end there is that they said that Jimmy, he mouthed off to him. Mark did something and the crowd popped for it.
There you go. That was a pretty good match. Heavenly Bodies, Thrill Seekers, Smoky Mountain Wrestling, 1994. There it is. You can follow me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You can follow BT. What is your Twitter, sir?
It's at Comic Bookmark BT. I'm Shooting a Shiznit. We do Shooting a Shiznit, Cool Kids Countdown. We got a couple other shows, but that is our main ones. And if you're listening to this in May, and I figure you are, we're actually doing some stuff with Memphis in May. We're having some Memphis area stars on there. It's been fun so far.
Yeah, there you guys. Cool. Check that out. Yeah, always been good friends of ours. You know, you and Lance. So thanks for doing it, man. That's gonna do it for this episode.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back in the future to watch more wrestling. So we'll see you then, ringside.